Thank you, Mr. Chair, dear colleagues, distinguished delegates. It's an honor to me to present this statement on behalf of the Central Asia sub-region. First of all, let me congratulate the Intergovernmental Working Group for this interim report, as well as to thank the Secretariat for support provided for its development. Central Asia is a sub-region of harsh climate and fragile ecosystems, which has not so far featured strongly in global discussions on land degradation, climate change, even though its impacts are acutely felt. The mostly landlocked sub-region is rapidly improving its infrastructure to become more integrated into the global economy, but it's experiencing several major environmental problems, which is challenging the economic and social development of the region. Over past centuries, already fragile landscape and ecosystems of Central Asia have been degraded by human activities and changing climate, overcutting of forests, overgrazing, excessive exploitation and waste of water resources, unsustainable agricultural practices, pollution from mining and other sources, as well as dust storms owing in part to its aridity. One of the major challenges is in Central Asia, without any doubt, the coordination and interlinkage among policies and programs of different sectors that impact on drought and that are also influenced by drought policies. These linkages need to be established while preparing and implementing national drought programs. At the same time, colleagues responsible for other sectors also need to be ready to coordinate and articulate their respective policies and programs in order to achieve an effective responsibility. Needless to say that we should play an active role in their engagement. Central Asia has had an opportunity to work within the LDN target setting and drought initiative and has found that more work is needed both at national and global levels to fully understand the land degradation process and how anthropogenic factors could be reduced in agriculture-driven societies, especially considering that about 50% of all population in Central Asia lives in rural areas. Therefore, more is needed not only to monitor, assess, and combat the LDN, but also to understand human-driven processes and how innovative solutions and best practices could be adopted and utilized in Central Asia. To this end, Central Asia supports the interim report of IWG on effective policy and implementation measures for addressing drought under the UNCCD. We think that establishing or supporting existing regional drought platforms would be the utmost priority for the global drought mechanism, global drought information, drought relevant best practices at the regional and interregional level. For highly affected developing countries, it's difficult to rely on the national capacity to effectively address drought preparedness. The global drought mechanism should come up with the most effective way to stimulate a dialogue on policy and actions. From our region's perspective, the IWG can better justify options and next steps to facilitate decision-making through the development of recommendations to sharing best practices, especially assessment of possible economic loss as from the drought for each sub-region and country development of national coordination mechanism to boost interaction and cooperation at ministerial level, development of national indicators and fact sheets for each indicators. Finally, I would like to thank all experts that have prepared the document for us, and I would like to thank Secretariat for organizing this excellent meeting. Thank you for your kind attention.